The long era of violence and hostility in Northern Ireland finally may be coming to an end. This past week, the leaders of Northern Ireland's Protestant and Catholic factions put aside their differences, met for the first time in Belfast, and agreed to a power-sharing arrangement. Northern Ireland's Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure hopes that a lasting peace will attract more tourists to the country. It's now promoting its Rediscover Northern Ireland project and has begun a four-month program here in the United States to raise awareness of Northern Ireland's revitalized cities and culture. One of the program's ambassadors is pianist Barry Douglas, the founder and director of the Camerata Ireland Orchestra. When he came to our studio in Washington, I wanted to know if Americans still have some misconceptions about Northern Ireland.
I'm not sure they're misconceptions. It's just that everybody, because that's the nature of media, they report things that have happened which are kind of spectacular, in inverted commas. And unfortunately, over the years, because Northern Ireland had a conflict, it's all been kind of bad news, the troubles, killings, bombings, etc. And now here's a chance, because we have peace, and certainly economically it's getting on its feet after all these years, and that's very exciting. Here's a chance to say, well, here's a good news story about Northern Ireland.
How did the troubles touch you personally, maybe when you were growing up?
This is a good question, because I can't possibly ever know exactly how much they touched me. I know, because going into the centre of Belfast, for instance, it was always, my mother was frantic, always, and told my sister and me that if we go in, you just don't talk to anybody, you don't go into a shop too long, you get out. We had a whole series of instructions my mother, any mother would have told their child, but we weren't directly affected by anything. We lived in a neighbourhood which was not, we call it now an interface area or a conflict area. How it affected us on a kind of more human and more emotional level, that's difficult to quantify. But I remember when I, in my school, we had a French teacher who was actually an English woman. She used to say that she thought that Northern Irish children were kind of more mature and more understanding than their English counterparts, because they'd been through this troubles, and it was always in the background of their lives. And so as a result, they'd been changed on a fundamental level.
Tell us a little bit, though, how the conflict affected the music scene. Did it have an effect on your music? Did it have an effect on even the venues that you would play?
It had an effect on every level, because often you would go to a concert or an opera and you had to get out three or four times because it was a bomb scare, real or just phoned in hoax. But on another level, of course, if you have a conflict in a place, then there's not the same investment, there's not the same nightlife, and so you don't have as many concerts, there's not as much audience going to the concert. I remember one of the first concerts I ever went to, the Ulster Orchestra, I was about 11 years old, and a wonderful American pianist, Leonard Panario, was playing Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto. There was a handful of people in this huge auditorium, and that's how it was in those days. People didn't go to concerts. They didn't go out at night. There were few restaurants. Fast forward to now, and you know, and this strikes me every time I go to Belfast, I just can't believe it. I see cranes dotting the skyline, you know, construction. I see shopping malls springing up. The restaurants, the wine bars, the nightlife is comparable to any major capital in the world. And so between when I was 11 and now, I just cannot believe the difference. Mm. And all the new buildings, all the nightlife, all the buzz. I go regularly to Belfast, but I see every time I go back, it has changed. It is kind of, there's an incredible crescendo happening there.
Tell us a little bit about the founding of Camerata Ireland. This is an all-Ireland orchestra that you put together around 1999. What was the reason for putting this together?
In Ireland, if you want to study music, you have to go somewhere else, and then you don't come back. And I would see lots of different Irish musicians all around the world, especially in Europe, isolated in different orchestras. And I wanted to bring the best of them together, bring them home for a project, and create an orchestra which was fantastic, but also celebrated the wealth of Irish talent. And Ireland's not that well known for classical music. It's well known for theatre, you know, rock music, traditional music, poetry. But for classical music, it really doesn't have that much of a name. And that's a shame, because there's per capita, it has produced so many wonderful classical musicians. And so that was part of the reasoning behind it. But at the same time, I wanted to help young people as well. I wanted to celebrate the Irish talent which is there, and also to celebrate the friendship between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, because music knows no boundaries. And I think music is a very important thing in terms of healing, in terms of bridging gaps. So my stance is Irish people have more in common than is normally admitted, and we musicians have a part to play in that.
What do you think realistically about the prospect for a lasting peace in Northern Ireland?
Oh, yeah, it's already happened. We have peace in Northern Ireland. The peace process has succeeded. The only thing, the last kind of jigsaw bit is, of course, the politicians have to realise that. This is a 500-year-old story, which is about to kind of not get resolved, but get to a place where we can relax a little bit. And it's really, really exciting.
Pianist Barry Douglas is the founder and director of Camerata Ireland. His recordings of Beethoven's piano concertos are on the Saturino record label. He was in the United States to promote Rediscover Northern Ireland, a four-month program to create awareness of Northern Ireland culture here in the United States. Northern Ireland will be featured at this summer's Smithsonian Folklife Festival.